Now batting for the Brewers Radio Network, play-by-play announcer Lane Grindle.
High fly ball, deep right field. Rowdy Tellez has done it again.
On Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
Here's the 3-1 pitch. Caratini, a high fly ball, deep right field. Fraley back, way up the bleachers in right. Caratini with his third home run of the season.
Lane Grindle, Brewers broadcaster, joining us live. Lane, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, man, it's so good to hear you there with the sounds of the ballpark in the background. Wanted to ask you about a specific play from this weekend. We played it a couple of minutes ago. Monasterio hits his first big league homer. You are on the call. A thrill for him, obviously. I got to believe as an announcer, that's a pretty cool thing, too.
It's a very cool thing, and you want to get it right. And it was a unique home run because it was to center. And, you know, the ball really carries in this ballpark. And off the bat, a lot of times you kind of know. And that one was one where you weren't sure. And you looked at Will Benson, who was playing center for the Reds yesterday, and his initial steps made you think that he thought he had a shot. And then he started to stumble as he backpedaled, and the ball flew out of here. And just a cool moment for a guy that has come up here and really been a boost for this team. He is somebody the Brewers felt like really had a chance to contribute defensively over the course of spring training when you talk to folks about Andrew Monasterio. I don't know that anybody thought he was going to do what he's done offensively so far. And even a lot of the outs are really hard hit balls. He's swinging it really well. He's been aggressive. And, again, he's been a real boost to this offense over the last week.
That's a nice story and all, but you've been in Cincinnati for nearly a week. Have you gotten a chance to cross the border and get some bourbon in Kentucky?
That's the important question, right? Yeah, we got here Thursday night, and we were just saying today, like, it feels like we're spending a spring training in Cincinnati. We've been here a long time, and we've had downtime here because there's been day games and kind of odd start times for some of these games. Greg, I have not crossed over. Normally I do. I will, because there's a couple of pedestrian bridges, and you just walk across the Ohio River, and you're in Kentucky. But I have not made the venture over there at any point during this trip, and I've had plenty of opportunity to do it. I don't know why I didn't.
That's surprising
to me. Missed opportunity on my end.
I was hoping you'd say, yes, I have a stock. And we're coming home with this.
I should have taken orders. I should have said, Greg, what do you need? I can bring something home.
Son of a gun. Some good news today. It's sort of mixed, I guess, with roster moves and whatnot. Craig Counsell never waits. Whenever a guy becomes healthy, whenever they get called up, that person ends up in the lineup. And it's good to see Luis Urias' name in the lineup tonight.
Yeah, I think it's great for this clubhouse. On top of getting a good baseball player back and a right-handed bat that has some versatility. I mean, all those things are really good, and those are the most important things. But to get a guy that is a super popular guy in this clubhouse, everybody smiles when they see Weicho walk back in. And so I think guys are happy to have him back. It is tough news for Darren Ruff that injury is more significant than the Brewers or anybody thought it was initially. It looked kind of harmless enough at the time, other than the blood that was bleeding through his pant leg at that point. But you figured it was a cut and maybe some stitches and a couple of weeks and you're ready to go. But it is more than that, and that's too bad for Darren Ruff because I do think that's a right-handed bat that could help this team. But getting Luis Urias back, who was such a key part of that 2021 Brewers offense and looking to have a big bounce-back year this year, is a great thing for this team, and I think everybody's really excited about it.
Let's talk pitching here, Lane. It seems like rehab stints are starting to pop up here. Eric Lauer, Wade Miley, maybe a little off from Brandon Woodruff. What's the latest here?
I had somebody in my ear there. Can you repeat the question? I'm sorry.
Yeah, just wondering about Wade Miley, Eric Lauer, Brandon Woodruff. It seems like some rehab opportunities are starting to pop up here.
Yeah, absolutely. Eric Lauer with the Sounds this week, and then Wade Miley's going to be down in Biloxi on Sunday making a rehab appearance, and that sounds like that's going to be one and done, and then he's going to be back. That's great news. I don't know that we thought that it was going to be this brief for Wade Miley at the time of the injury. It just felt ominous. Anytime it's that area, shoulder, and you just get a little bit nervous. So that he's going to be back in such a short amount of time is great news. He was such a big part of this rotation before he went down with the injury. And Eric Lauer is a left-handed arm that if they can get healthy and get him pitching like he was in April and May of last year and over the second half of 21, he can still be a really, really valuable part to this overall pitching depth and rotation, and maybe out of the bullpen. He pitched so well out of the bullpen against the Royals in his second to last appearance in a Brewers uniform before he got put on the injured list. So depth is important. We're finding that out, right? I mean, I don't know that it's ever been more apparent than the last couple of weeks for this team. Depth is important. It's been the depth that has helped this team stay above water and then some, playing really good baseball right now. They've already clinched a winning road trip and a chance to make it a 5-2 road trip if they can sweep the Reds here tonight.
Lane Grindle with us on WTMJ. Lane, there have been a lot of injuries. You just documented some of them to pitchers throughout big league baseball, a lot on the Brewers staff specifically. Could the pitch clock, the change in rhythm, the change in pressure, the change in pattern could be contributing to the injuries that we're seeing across the big leagues when it comes to pitching?
You know, it's a great question. I don't know if I have a great answer to that. I wouldn't have any evidence to say that it is a part of that. I think also we're just more cautious with arms today than we were 20 years ago. And we want to make sure these guys are at 100% when they're on the mound and that they feel good, because it's that important. It's the way we manage the game and manage our rosters now. Starting pitchers don't go as deep anymore for multiple reasons. One of them is that, I mean, the numbers tell you that third time through, most guys aren't as effective against the lineup. But it also helps guys stay healthy a little bit, too, if you can manage their workload over the course of a season. That's why you'll see the Brewers at different times go to a six-man rotation. So I don't know that I can answer that and answer it with any real credibility, because I haven't talked to anybody about that specifically. But, yeah, there are plenty of injuries now, but I think we're really in tune to them, and I think we're very cautious and conservative with how we approach those when it comes to pitching arms, because there's been a lot of focus on that over the last 10 or 15 years.
We got less than a minute, Lane. How's the food there at the stadium in Cincinnati? What's on tap for dinner?
I haven't looked. I looked at the menu before I came down to the clubhouse, and it had yesterday's menu still up there. And Josh Maurer has given me assist. He says we're having Chinese food tonight.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
That's exciting.
That sounds nice.
So here's the upset of the weekend. Four games in Cincinnati. We have not been served Skyline Chili one time.
Oh, wow. What's up with that?
Is that by design for the broadcast crew? Do they just want to keep that away for obvious reasons?
No comment.
Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindle on the call tonight. Always does a fantastic job. Lane, so good to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Great to be with you as always. Thanks so much.